Babaji, the topic for today is meditation and samadhi. The first question, Babaji, what are the benefits of meditation? And if meditation is one of the powerful exercises for spiritual growth, why is it not made mandatory or given the ultimate importance?
One thing, the benefits of meditation. Spiritually, we are much more than the birth and death of this physical body. Our existence is in the infinite form of the soul. But just now, if the mind is unaware of that, it has to be aware. Like, for example, any one of you, take your names. If I call you in your name, you would be aware that it is your body's personality that you have imagined. Oh, this personality is me. So Babaji is calling me. If I just call you, hey, Atman, people might get confused. They may not understand ki what is this old man calling, whom is he calling to. All are Atmans. You have to be aware that you are that Atman. So this meditation is the gateway, beginning and the end, which will take you back to that. Because the meditation's basic meaning is your attention to, you have to pay attention. Just now you are unable to pay attention to your real existence because it is preoccupied with its own imaginations. Just like I have told example, your consciousness is preoccupied with the cinema that is running on the screen, so you are unable to be aware that you are sitting there and you are watching the movie. To that extent, the consciousness can get sucked into the illusory thoughts, visions, or make cinemas like that one. This world, imagine how powerful illusion this is. If on a small TV screen, if the movie or something that is running can suck your consciousness, so then imagine this entire universe. So that is what has happened. So we have to teach you to the return journey to become aware. Because that you have forgotten about real self, you are undergoing all happiness, unhappiness, fear, tension, pleasures and unpleasantness, all these things are happening. Everybody wants happiness. You ask anybody in the world, nobody will want, oh, let it be unhappiness. It is a different thing. Like in Mahabharata, Kunti asked Krishna, give us all the troubles so that we can remember you. When I remember you, we will always be happy. So in the midst of troubles also, she wanted to be happy. That's why she wanted those troubles. Because if there are troubles, we will remember God, we will remember Guru. That's what it is said. So if we practice this meditation, first step is to erase all the imaginations and the acquired habits of the mind. That is why we ask you to just watch in between eyebrows. Watching and thinking are different of the mind's aspects. Mind is able to think and is able to watch. If it achieves 100% watching, then it stops thinking. It is unable to think. So that is what one needs to achieve first. Just watch means. We repeatedly keep telling, do not analyze. If any thought comes, just watch. If any vision comes, just watch. Do not analyze. Then it will be beneficial meditation. Then your mind will give up those thoughts, habits, those visions, habits. And it will become quiet. As it starts becoming quiet, it will start enjoying the happiness, that peace. Constant craving of the mind is the basic reason for all unhappiness. That's what all great masters have always told. Even Buddha, Bhagavan Buddha also has told. Our Swamiji told all these things. So that is the first benefit of meditation. When one day you are able to achieve total silence of the mind, When the total silence of the mind happens, means only the consciousness of existence, a consciousness that you exist only remains, no other thought, no other definition, not even the I or who am I or what am I, nothing remains there. But you exist, you don't disappear, you don't become unconscious. That experience will take you to the self. So that is the first benefit. This is combined with supreme peace and happiness. That's what everybody is looking for. So that peace and happiness automatically descends, it comes there. So worldly benefits also there. Your mind becomes more stronger, your willpower, your focus, concentration power, your memory power, application of the brain, everything increases tremendously. So like this, all these are the benefits of the meditation. So now you see, why people have not made it mandatory? I wish they had made it. If every teacher, every master had taught only the meditation, this is the final, this is what only can take you to the truth, you have to do, even the God's grace can come only through this, then perhaps everybody would have tried to meditate and learn meditation at all. Different gurus try to teach different things, different terminologies. You do like this, they try to simplify, they try to make it a little more easy. The more easier one try to make, we human beings always are very lazy. We want to get it instantly without putting any effort. Like 1 hour meditation, Swamiji insisted, we tried to make it half an hour. Now somebody had written an email, is it okay if I meditate only for 15 minutes? I wrote it, even if you don't meditate also, it's okay for me, but not okay for you. So that's what happens. That is why this has not been made mandatory. When every teacher doesn't talk of the same thing, then different students will take up different students. So my guru has taught only to do bhajan, so I will do only bhajans. I am not going to do any meditation at all, they say. So that is what happens. That is the reason it is not been said as mandatory. But whatever you do, you repeat a name or a mantra, or you try to do bhajans, you try to do anything, you listen to a lecture, your mind's application, dhyana, is important. Dhyana has to happen. Meditation has to happen. Like when I'm talking, if all the 59 participants, you are all sitting, if every one of your mind is here, applied here, then you will be aware of what the truth I am talking. Otherwise, if your mind has run somewhere else, so that is the reason.
Thank you, Babaji. The second question is, what are the things we should not do before and during meditation?
One thing is, you should have taken sufficient rest when you sit for meditation so that you don't feel sleepy or tired or these things. And also after taking a meal, you should give sufficient time to get it digested properly. Then again, you should not feel sleepy or tired. That's, don't eat very heavily at one time. Try to split it as into smaller meals. 3 times, 4 times, little, whenever you feel hungry, eat little so that you can meditate well. So these few things are very important. And then when you sit, relax, let the world be aside. We don't have to carry the entire universe on our heads. We just have to bother our minds to clean up that one. So relax, relaxing, and in a gentle way, don't be harsh to yourself. Gentle, be gentle, sit. That's why our Swamiji, our Guru, was so unique. He prescribed, you can sit in any comfortable posture. There is no prescription, you have to sit like this only. If you cannot sit, you cannot meditate. What Swamiji thought? There shall not be any excuse that you don't meditate. You just meditate. You cannot sit in a particular posture, any other posture. You can sit on a chair. Meditate. You close the eyes. That is simple. So like that he taught. So these are the things. Then follow the 4-point instructions. Remember, like a command. It is coming from your commander. Don't take it lightly that an old man is simply repeating, sit down, close the eyes, this, do that, do not. It is the commander who is giving. Otherwise you will be shot dead if you don't do that one. You think seriously, then you will become definitely serious. Close your eyes gently. That you do first. Don't keep watching here and there. Gently close. And just immediately start watching the front portion here, in between eyebrows. Fix your eyeballs there and just watch. Any thought comes, you just watch. Any vision comes, you just watch. So that is what you have to do. During that, you don't have to repeat any mantra. Don't repeat means don't repeat. It's an order. And then don't imagine. Third point. Don't imagine any thought appears. Mind has a tendency to imagine why this thought is bad, why is this coming, who made this to come. No need. Adalan thevayilla. Don't bother. Just don't ignore and watch. Then that will disappear. That thought will disappear. So do not imagine. It's an order, right? And do not open your eyes. Gradually we have to make you sit for 1 hour. So far we have been a bit lenient and sweet and soft to you all, making you to sit only for 30 minutes. Very soon we will plan to do it for 1 hour of meditation. Remember, I am not going to spare any one of you. I am the commander, I am your master, I am your mother, I am your father. So these are the things you have to do and don't do.
Thank you, Babaji. The next question. Babaji, I can't focus. My mind keeps on wandering on other things. How do I fix this, Babaji?
Just think that with a cane, your master is just standing behind you. Any moment he can hit you on your head, then you will start watching. That seriousness has to come. By practice, you know, for long time immemorial, by practice, mind has gone out of control. Slowly, slowly you practice in a gentle way. Master has asked me to watch, means let me watch. That is all. Like Swamiji said, remember, he used to say, a couple of times he told me, when the Jangama sage appeared, he just touched me and told me, gently close your eyes, concentrate your mind and sight in between eyebrows and just keep watching there. And do not repeat anything. Don't imagine anything. Don't open your eyes. Swamiji said, I just did it. Instantly he did it. He never questioned anything. See the obedience of a student to his master. Our Swamiji's obedience to Jangama sage, Lord Shiva. So that's why he could get into tapas. If only any one of us follow, so anybody can get into tapas. So remember the instruction. These are the instructions of the master. I cannot afford to think anything else. I cannot afford to allow the mind to run away. I have to just watch.
Babaji, during meditation, why do we have headache when we try to focus in between the eyebrows?
Just again, remember these points. When I say gently close means gentle, be gentle. Don't be in a rush. You don't have to do all such things. That's what creates headaches. If you gently see the front portion, in between eyebrows I tell, but even if it is front portion, don't worry for a while in the beginning. In due course of time, it will come into in between eyebrows. If you gently watch, padutu thoongirabodu thalaiya valikum majava nanna thoongirum illaya. Adhe madri, gently just close your eyes and watch, and there won't be any headache. When you try to rush and when you become irritated and you feel like banging your head onto the wall, if it is not coming, if all thoughts are coming running, adhellam thevayilla. Gently chumma paathikine irundha porum. You just keep watching in between eyebrows. Adhi panna, headache won't come. It will not come. It should not come at all.
Thank you, Babaji. The next question, Babaji, you have mentioned before that during meditation, we are often trying to meditate, trying to withdraw from thinking, and only some amount of time will be in total meditative state. How do we increase the meditative state more effectively?
The more that you are able to keep quiet mentally, there's one suggestion at this point. Occasionally or every day or once in a week, for at least 1 hour or 2 to 3 hours, little bit if you get time, try to observe Maunam. Quietly sit in one place in a room. Don't meet anyone. Don't talk to anyone. Don't think about anything. Silently sit. Practice like that. Then slowly your mind also will practice to become quiet. So if you have become, in the society, we all become very talkative. Keep talking, 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 talking. We have to do all the things. Kada, 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 hours together. And the practice troubles us in meditation also. The mind becomes a chatterbox. So practice gently like that one. Keep watching. Like that, if every day also, if you can take out, say, 1 hour time, if you are unable to sit and meditate, but you have to sit alone and just sit down. Don't see that you don't become mad when you sit alone. Quietly, pleasantly, think about God. Think about the Atman. Think about Guru. All the good things, think about those things forcibly. Then you will practice. It is practice only. Abhyase tu Kaunteya, like to Arjuna, Krishna said, ki when by abhyasa balam padakam, that is the habits of the mind. So like that, if you practice, and every day sit for meditation, not that one day Babaji comes online, we will sit, and then afterward, poda every day, yarda okkar mudiyo, avar enamo sunnarna nama mudima. No, every day you sit. First you sit half an hour meditation, then half an hour silent. Don't talk to anyone, don't allow anybody to talk to you, silent. இல்லைண்ணா வீட்டுக்கிட்டே ஏதாவது கோவிலோ கொத்தளமோ இருந்தால் அங்கே போய் சும்மா உக்காருங்கோ, இல்லை வீட்லேயே முடிஞ்சதுன்னா ரூமில் ஒரு இடத்துல உக்காருங்கோ. தீஸ் திங்ஸ் வில் பி வெரி பெனிஃபிஷியல் ஃபார் மெடிடேஷன். இவென்ச்சுவலி யூ வில் அச்சீவ் ஒன் டே த சைலன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட்.
தேங்க்யூ பாபாஜி. த நெக்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன், டஸ் வாட்சிங் ஆர் அப்சர்விங் த மைண்ட் டூரிங் த டே டு டே ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஹெல்ப் இம்ப்ரூவ் மெடிடேஷன்?
That will also definitely help you, what sort of thoughts coming to your mind, and then you slowly a little bit pull up yourselves. This is a wrong thought. Why should I entertain this? Every thought can be an obstacle. So I don't have to be thinking like this. So any other activities necessary, you just think and don't work. Just think and work. Don't keep simply thinking. It is like that. So if you practice like that one, so unwanted thoughts will not disturb you. You have to practice during the daytime activity also. Watch yourself, what type of thinkings are coming. Any wrong thought coming, like if we have a child, if it starts doing something naughty, wrong thing, immediately we want to correct that one. Hey, don't do this one. And the mother, anga chesta pannade chinnappa amma appa ella tittuva. So like that, your mind is your baby. Look after that. Any smallest wrong thought coming, immediately pull that. Hey, no, this is not the thing. I must not be thinking like that. Let me think about my guru. Let me think what I have to do next now. And let me get into that job. Keep yourself busy also. So these things will be very helpful.
Thank you, Babaji. The next question, Babaji, is on samadhi. Can Babaji please explain what is the state of samadhi?
You see, it's quite difficult to give a particular definition of what it is. Samadhi means the mind which is wavering, spinning, going into a total stillness, quietness. That is the basic understanding of samadhi. So that's what you have to achieve. then when samadhi happens, you are not aware of anything, not about the body, not the surroundings, not even the I thought is there, like that it happens. So one day when you dream to achieve this thing in this very life, this human life is the rarest of rare opportunity, that is the highest achievement one can do, then you become aware of your real self. That is what is known as samadhi, total stillness. Not just you sit, close your eyes, your samadhi le irukarna abdi illa ulla manasu summa aanu quiet samadhi stillness tul onume aalochana varame nothing should come. So that day, one day it will come, that is samadhi.
Babaji, what is the difference between being in complete meditative state and being in samadhi?
Complete meditative state, when your mind is totally quiet once for all, that is the samadhi. It is all the same. When you are able to totally meditate at all times, you practice so much, so long, like even if I am talking, I'll just tell, for example, even if I am gossiping or you are gossiping to me, you make me, force me to listen to you and I try to talk to you, my mind is totally quiet and silent. It doesn't pictureize, it doesn't, anything that is happening outside world, it doesn't reverberate in the mind. Mind doesn't spin or jump, it is still quiet, totally ever silent one. So that is the real meditative. It is always in the awareness of the self. Always meditative means not that as a separate entity you will be meditating on something. You have become one with that one. Now you are aware of only that existence and nothing else. That is the meditative. Your attention is tattva masyadi lakshamana. And the shloka tal children, brahmanandam paramasukadam, brahmanandam. You cannot even imagine such an amazing peace and happiness is there. Paramasukadam, supreme happiness. And such a yogi's attention is always on the tattva, on the ultimate truth. In ancient time, the sages called the divinity or ultimate truth as tattva, means that. I am that. So that. So the awareness is always on that. Quiet. Tattva masyadi laksham. Laksham na aim, attention is on that tattva.
Thank you, Babaji. Babaji, is it true that when a person is in samadhi state, the people around the person and the environment will benefit from it?
You are very greedy and lazy. You just want to go nearest person who is in samadhi and want to get benefited. Really, it doesn't happen like that. These are all myths. Some vibrations will be there. You might feel some vibrations, a thrill, inspiration. Like you, when you sit with us, you might feel that inspiration, that thrill or some vibrations. But you have to meditate. Don't simply think that when you go near a person who is in samadhi, you will also go to samadhi or you will get self-realized. Don't have such wrong notions. I want to tell the truth. I am talking the truth today. Many masters may not talk the truth, but our Swamiji always spoke the truth. He trained us to talk the truth. You have to do meditation, no escape. Anywhere you go, you do anything, any 100,000 times you prostrate, these will all benefit. When you have a reverence to the Guru, what the benefit is, you will feel inspired to do it yourself. Just like many people, they express on the email, whenever you are online, Babaji, the meditation comes so beautiful. The day you are unable to come online, it's very difficult. So like that, an inspiration you will get, some vibrations you will get, but you have to do meditation also.
Babaji, when the mind is in samadhi, what happens to the body, Babaji?
Nothing happens to the body, you know, by practice. When a person is practicing tapas, slowly and smoothly the respiration of inhale and exhale smoothly keeps happening little bit, because at all times oxygen must be going inside the cavity and it must reach the brain, otherwise the body dies. That's why in ancient times a certain period has been given, only to a certain period can be, otherwise one has to come out in 24 hours and have a little bit of food that he can digest, so that it can give oxygen also, and the food also has to become blood. So body has to be looked after according to the rule. By doing this also, one can practice samadhi. Is possible. When one is in samadhi, such a person may not have a conscious of the body or surrounding, and at that time other loyal disciples, devotional devotees need to be there to attend. Otherwise sometimes the body can get harmed if one is practicing like that without any assistance. This is my personal opinion.
Thank you. Can one go into samadhi due to intense bhakti, for example in bhajans or prayers?
It is only bhava samadhi can happen, because during bhajans bhava gets created, a feelings get, or your mind's feelings can become inspired and totally single pointed. But it is the bhakti is on a particular form of the divinity, so then the mind can temporarily go into a single pointedness, which is known as bhava samadhi. So it gets connected to the divine or to the divine guru very well. These things happen. But for a total samadhi practice, silent practice is essential. No sound or sight. These two both needs to be rejected. That's what we tell, that this meditation method which our Swami taught us is the highest methods practiced in ancient India, known as Rigvedic era, where you are trying to give the mind to become silent on its own. Like that, eventually one day when you achieve total silence, no sound and no sight, because the entire creation has happened based on the sound and sight. The rest of all the path is based on these things. If you are unable to keep the mind quiet, at least you try to focus on some form of the God, some name of the God, in the name of some music. Like a music can be a very good therapy for mind control and going into bhava samadhi. But to go into samadhi, it is the dhyana, silent meditation. Learn to keep your mind silent. Then it goes to samadhi.
Thank you, Babaji. The last question for today. How does the mind come out of the state of samadhi once it has gone into it?
One is the divine's ordainment. The divine will bring you out. Another practice our Swamiji, our Guru taught us, is to say, just keep a glass of water before going into the deeper meditation and samadhi. At least once you think, I have to have this glass of water, then go, then the deep samadhi comes. Then after some time, in due course of time, some hours later, so that thought will bring you out to have the glass of water. But this thought will not be an obstacle, because you will not be entertaining it as a reality. You'll just imagine, I need to drink the water, and then you forget about it. You won't be worrying, I have to have the water, I have to have the water. Then you cannot go to samadhi at all. A tapasvin goes into samadhi, so then that brings him out, and then a small sip of water is taken. So this is how we were taught by Swamiji.
Thank you, Babaji.